Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, happy weekend, everybody. Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. In case you didn't know, we pulled a fast one on you last weekend. Because I just had a laminectomy on my back, so I was out for back surgery last weekend, so we were running a best of. What I found fascinating about best of programs are, and it proves once again, this, there's this whole scientific theory about radio that always fascinates me, and it's about audience turnover. And I know in the Nielsen rating system, we have what are called P1 listeners, and a P1 listener is somebody that tunes into a radio program. And they listen, you know, 3 hours, 4 hours a day, whatever the length of the program is. And they listen to that program, you know, for the full length of the program where they stick to one station. They listen to only that station. That's all they listen to all day long. Well, P1s are rare and, you know, far between. Then you have what I consider to be the average, the normal radio listener. Not that any of you are normal, but, you know, normal as any of you can be. And those are people that you've got the radio on because that is one of your primary sources of information, but you come in and out of the program. You're doing other things. I mean, I know that there's nothing more important in your entire life than to be listening to me right now. That is the most important thing that you should be doing. I mean, if you're having back surgery right now, you should have your AirPods in to be at least listening to this program because it's better than anesthesia. So, you know, you ought to be listening to the program. But what I found fascinating was, and I told you I read text messages all the time. We'll get the rules of engagement in just a second. So even during the best of program, proving again that people come in and out and hear different parts of different programs at different times, and particularly on a nationally syndicated program like this on the weekend, where some stations carry it live, you know, from noon to three, other stations, you know, carry 1 or 2 hours of it, then they take delay parts of it. It's all over the weekend. That's why we call it the weekend. Brilliant marketing strategy, right? Let's call a program we put on the weekend. Let's call it the weekend. That took a committee like hours and weeks and decades to decide. But I was fascinated by the number of text messages that I continued to get about the content of that program. Now, again, I don't respond to all of them. I didn't actually because I was still on too much OxyContin last weekend. I really didn't respond to any of them at all. But I found a lot of them really fascinating because I'm thinking, what was I talking about? What the hell was I talking about? Because, you know, once again, I'm high on OxyContin and acetaminophen and muscle relaxers and, I don't know, maybe a little tequila here or there. I don't know. Who knows? Don't tell my doctor that. But I give that as an example of any time that you text me, if there's some way, I don't know how to tell you to do it, just some way that you think is most appropriate to put the text message somewhat in context, then I might have a clue kind of what you're referring to. Now, I know if you're just calling me an a-hole, I don't need context to that. I kind of get that one. Or if you're calling me the most brilliant talk show host in the history of mankind, I kind of understand that one, too. I get more of the former than I do the latter. But anyway, it was just a great lesson, and I just wanted to say off the top that how much I appreciate, even though it was a best of, which in my case is hard to find. I mean, Damien had to work really hard to find a best of. But once they find a best of, you were still listening. You were still listening. And I find that both fascinating and I find it very, very appreciative. And I'm glad that you did it. So let's get the rules of engagement out of the way, because we got some really bizarre. If you don't have the news on right now, you've been paying attention. It's about 7:09 p.m. Moscow time, and Moscow is going to hell in a handbasket. It's fascinating. Rules of engagement. First and foremost, you can text the program anytime, whether you're listening live, podcast, is it live or at Memrex, whatever you're doing, however, whenever you're listening, text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103. Now, let me explain again kind of how that works. So on your smartphone or your dumb phone, for your short messaging services, your SMS, the phone number you're going to use is 33103. Then when you start typing in the little text message, you type in the word Mike or Michael first. That's just our keyword. That's so that I know that, boom, that's a text message for me, and it's not for Damien, or it's not for, you know, my producer during the weekday program. It's for me. So text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Then, if you would like to, and I haven't done this yet, maybe you want to see my owie, you want to see my stitch and my incision. Old people like to talk about, oh, I got this, I had this back surgery, and it hurts like, yeah, you want to see my incision? Here, let me lift my shirt, let me show you my incision. If you want to follow me on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all of those, not on TikTok, don't plan to be on TikTok, but if you want to follow me on all of the others, you want to find a local affiliate when the affiliate carries the program, an affiliate in your area, if you're traveling the wide open countries of the United States right now, then whatever you want to do, you can find all of the social media platforms. You can find affiliates, times to air the program. You can subscribe to the podcast. Now, let me emphasize once again, because I know it's been a weekend now. The podcasts are all under one name. My weekday program is called The Situation with Michael Brown. The weekend program is called The Weekend with Michael Brown. Once again, brilliant, genius marketing. Procter & Gamble has nothing on us. We got it all figured out. So it's all under The Situation with Michael Brown. So if you would like to, and I would beg of you to please subscribe to the podcast. So whatever your podcast app is, it's on iTunes, it's the iHeartRadio app, whatever you use, Downcast, I mean, there's a bazillion or maybe a bazillion squared podcast apps, you search for The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. You subscribe to that, you get 4 hours a day from Monday through Friday, and then 3 hours on Saturdays and Sundays. So you get more of me than anybody else wants. So you do all of that at this one simple website. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. Let's go to Moscow. You ever been to Moscow? I spent, when I was the Undersecretary of Homeland Security, I spent an awful lot of time in Russia, because at that time, this would have been about 2004, 2005 sometime during those 2 year period, I was renegotiating a mutual aid agreement between, I find this kind of funny today when I think back on it. We were renegotiating a 10-year mutual aid agreement between the Russian Federation and the United States of America and the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. So I'm spending a lot of time in St. Petersburg and Moscow and Brussels, and we're negotiating all these contracts so that when something internationally occurs where, you know, let's just say it's a gigantic earthquake in, I don't know, in New Delhi or someplace, and so all of these countries are responding. The United States and Russia, China wasn't a part of this, the United States and Russia and then our NATO allies, this is how we would coordinate our response to some international disaster that we were all responding to. And during all the course of those negotiations, I got to know, in fact, Sergei Shoigu, who is Putin's current defense minister, he was my counterpart at the time. So Shoigu and I got to know each other pretty well. He was, he's a Mongol. He's just this big kind of burly guy. And he's kind of a jerk. He's just, you know, I like the guy, but he's a jerk. And, well, you have to be a jerk if you're going to be Putin's defense minister, right? Well, he's in hiding. Or at least we don't know where he is. And Vladimir Putin's plane, his equivalent of our Air Force One, which is a rapidly old, you know, two-seater that they're barely able to get off the ground, that's trying to go from point A to point B, it has taken off from Moscow, headed towards St. Petersburg. I don't know whether it's landed yet or not, but here's what's happened in a nutshell. This feud, this family feud between all these Russian warlords and the oligarchs, has broken out into an open revolt. We're watching amazing history right now. That is, if you're paying any attention. If you're not, well, then maybe you're not paying any attention. There's this group called the Wagner Group. The Wagner Group is headed by a guy by the name of Prigozhin. Vegeny or Vegetable Head, I don't know what his name is. Something Prigozhin. That's his last name, Prigozhin. Prigozhin started out, get this, Prigozhin started out as Vladimir Putin's head chef. See, this proves that anywhere in the world, you can start out being, you know, the trash guy, the garbage collector, or you can be out the guy that's digging the ditches, or you can be the guy that holds the warning flag at a construction, you know, on a road construction site that just stands there and just stares at you as you go blaring by, you know, too fast. And the sign says slow down. He just stands there with his sunglasses on, listening to whatever rap song he's listening to and just kind of going on. You can go from all of that, or you can go from Putin's master chef to the head of the Wagner Group. The Wagner Group is this group of mercenaries. I mean, ruthless. Let me back up a little bit. So Prigozhin was given authority by Vladimir Putin to go into Russian prisons. Now, during all my trips to Russia, fortunately, very fortunately, I never visited a Russian prison. Now, I say fortunately because I don't even want to run the risk that, hey, you want to step inside the cell and see what it's like? Nah, I think I'll pass. Well, come on, go ahead, just go lay down there on that concrete, you know, bed and just get a feel for how well we treat Russian prisoners. No, I think I'll pass. No, we insist you do. Oh, sorry, we lost the key. So I've never seen the inside of a Russian prison. But I have seen Russian prisoners. And they are, well, let's just say, they make all of the people that we have at Supermax, which is just south of where I'm sitting here in Denver, where we have, well, the Unabomber was there until he committed suicide. The Blind Sheikh is there, if he's still alive. Terry Nichols from the Oklahoma City bombing, they're still there. I mean, the dreads of the dreads of the dreads of society are all down at Supermax. Well, those are just the run-of-the-mill prisoners in Russia. Because they're, you might say, well, Michael, you're being pretty rough on Russian criminals. Yeah, until you've met one, you probably don't get it. But they're pretty badass people. Really badass people. So Prigozhin was given authority by Putin because they were losing so many Russian soldiers in the Ukraine invasion that they started recruiting, the Wagner Group did, started recruiting these mercenaries out of prisons. So the deal was pretty much, I don't have the details, but the details are, or the general rule is this. Prigozhin or his thugs would go into a prison. They put them all in the prison yard, and they say, here's the deal. You get amnesty, but you have to go serve for at least 6 months. Now, you don't get paid until the end of the 6 months. And if you desert, or we even think you're deserting, well, we're going to come back, and we're going to torture you. We're going to put, you know, hot needles under your fingernails, and we're going to take the, I don't want to get too graphic here, but if you've ever lived on a farm, or you've ever been on a farm, and you castrate the cattle, well, we're going to do the same thing to you. And they were going to shoot you in the head. Yeah. So it's a great group of people that were like, okay, I'll go serve because, you know, I would rather go and be in a meat grinder on the front lines of the Ukraine invasion than I would rather spend time in a Russian prison. That's how bad Russian prisons suck. So they're in these prisons. They're in there recruiting these really thugs of the thugs of the thugs. To just go be on the front lines. They got no training. They didn't get any training. They probably didn't know how to use half the weapons they had. They were there just to literally be almost like, I don't want to make this comparison because it's not fair to America's greatest generation. But you know, when we stormed the beaches of Normandy, so many of those people were just mowed down. You know, the Nazis just mowed them down as they hit the beaches of Normandy or Omaha or wherever they were landing. Well, that's kind of what Putin was doing and Prigozhin was doing with these Wagner Group mercenaries. They were just throwing them on the front line, and they were just being massacred by the thousands. Well, Prigozhin's had enough. He's had enough. So amid all these accusations of this internecine attacks, all this betrayal and insurrection, there are signs that Putin is beginning to lose control of all of his underlings. Now, let's go back to Shoigu, the defense minister. Just before the program started, I'm digging around trying to see if I can find any stories that give any indication of where Shoigu might be right now. So here's a little lesson in geography. So imagine a square. Just imagine a 12-inch by 12-inch square, a map. 12-inch square map. And at the top, in the middle of the top portion of this square map is Moscow. Draw a straight line south, you'll get to a town called Rostov-on-Don. Rostov-on-Don sits on the Baltic Sea. It's on the kind of the southeastern part of Ukraine, and it is to the south and east of Kiev. So you have a triangle. You've got Moscow. You go over here. Oh, I'm way late for a break. Let me take a break. I'll finish our geography lesson coming up next. We've got rebellion in Moscow. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
David in Pennsylvania writes in to tell us about his experience with Relief Factor. I tried Relief Factor for hip pain and was surprised that it also helped relieve my shoulder and foot discomfort. After taking it for a month, I stopped. And sure enough, the pain returned. So I started taking Relief Factor again, and within a week, the pain was relieved. I'm now taking Relief Factor daily. Well, thank you, David. You know, I've heard your story before. People stopping and then starting again because it works. As you all know, I had trouble with aches and pains, and climbing steps was brutal. Your first step to living the life you love, free from aches and pains, could just be to order the 3-week quick start for the highly discounted price of $19.95. After trying Relief Factor, over 500,000 people have gone on to order more. Try it for yourself and see what all these people are talking about. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's 800-4-RELIEF. Live your best life and feel the difference with Relief Factor.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Get to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. Text the word Michael to 33103. So I want you to imagine this square map. And at the top center of the map is Moscow. And then you draw a straight line almost due south, all the way to the southern edge of Ukraine before it kind of gets close to Crimea. And right there is Rostov-on-Don. And then halfway between, but over to the left side of the map, on the what would be the western portion of the map, is where Kiev is, halfway between Moscow and Rostov-on-Don. The reason all that's important geographically is Prigozhin, the head of the Wagner group, believes that Sergei Shoigu, the defense minister, is in Rostov-on-Don. So he has taken up positions outside the defense ministry there. He's also taken up positions outside the defense ministry in Moscow. So this is like a full-on rebellion. This is like pure, unadulterated mutiny and treason. And, of course, that is exactly what Putin is calling it. Putin addressed the nation very early this morning. It's now been at least 12 hours ago. On the video that I saw, even though I don't speak Russian, there were subtitles. He looked really angry. He looked very shaken, as if the very core of his security apparatus was just disappearing from underneath him. And he vowed to punish those who were on this path of treason, as he called it. And he said that the armed forces had been given the necessary orders to put down Wagner's mutiny. Well, the Wagner rebellion began with a series of video messages by Prigozhin, who's the Wagner group head. He is accusing Russia's army of attacking his own forces. Now, I want you to think about what internecine warfare this is. So Putin understands that domestically, he can't have all of these young Russian boys being murdered because of a stupid invasion of Ukraine. So he hires the Wagner group, which they've been involved in Syria, they've been involved in Africa, they've been involved in all sorts of rebellions all over the world, on behalf of Vladimir Putin. Well, guess what? They have vowed that they're going to continue to march thousands of his fighters to deal with the enemy. And the enemy, according to Prigozhin, is the Russian military. Putin has created a monster that's about to take him down. What's this going to lead to? Think about the word clown. That's coming up next. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael, Michael to 33103. Clowns up next.
The word is out. People are abandoning their overpriced wireless carriers and flocking to PureTalk for the same 5G coverage, but at a fraction of the price. In fact, the average family saves over $800 a year when switching from Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. And switching is so easy. You can keep your phone, keep your number, or get huge discounts on the latest iPhones and Androids. Right now, you can get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. Or if you still want unlimited data, you can get that and still save a fortune. So make the switch and get the same coverage as the big guys, but at half the price. Get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. From your cell phone, dial pound 250 and say, switch now. and you'll save 50% off your first month. That's #250 and say, switch now. You'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dialed text message from PureTalk.
Why did you switch to Dish?
Everything was going okay with DirecTV,
but our bill was out of control. We saved $280.
$270.
$300. Like, holy
savings.
Hey, guys, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite, your authorized Dish retailer. We've been offering holy savings like these since 1999. Being local, we listen to your needs in the TV entertainment, and we give you the best that we can. At B&T Satellite, we've saved some of our customers $600 to $1,200 per year, and these prices are locked in for 2 years. Skip the 800 number waiting on hold for long periods of time. Call 241-3474. That's 241-DISH. And if you already have Dish, call us and we'll help you find great ways to upgrade and save money in the years to come.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Now, this is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
If you are 50 years or older, come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our Senior Day promotion every Wednesday. Check in at the River Club with your River Club card and play your favorite slot machine to receive 5x points from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. While you're in points, you can put your points back on your slot machine for more playtime. Or redeem your points for dining vouchers, gas vouchers, or a variety of other prizes. For more information, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie. No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
microphone working? You got me, Damien? Damien, do you have me? Okay. All right. I thought we lost something for a second. So anyway, here are the rules of engagement. Text the word Michael to 33103. You can text me anytime, whether you're listening live or delayed. You're listening to the podcast. Text me anytime you want to. Text the word Michael to 33103. If you want to follow me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you want to find a local affiliate, what time they carry the program, a station near you, you want to subscribe to the podcast, you want to listen to the podcast, you can do all of that on one simple website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. So we're talking about what is potentially a fundamental realignment of Pax Americana. Everything about the American century could start unraveling in the next 24 to 48 hours, depending on what happens in Russia. And what's happening in Russia, if you look at the Drudge, I have the Drudge report pulled up, and you know Drudge tends to really kind of be hyperbolic about things, but these headlines are all, I think, very appropriate. All in big red font says Russian rebellion, Wagner seizes military headquarters. Moscow braces for battle. Moscow braces for battle. End of Putin, plane flees capital. All those things are true. They're absolutely true. So some 12 hours ago, it's now about 7:35 p.m. Moscow time. I think I'm right on my calculation. So about 12 hours ago, Putin takes to the airwaves in a very brief speech and denounces the Wagner Group. And everything that Prigozhin and his group are doing, because they've turned on Putin. This former chef, I just can't emphasize that enough. This shows that you can grow up to be anything. You can be Putin chef one day, and you can head the biggest mercenary army in the entire world the next, and actually be the catalyst that takes down Vladimir Putin. That's what's going on right now. And that could end up being a complete realignment. Let me give you, I want to talk about clowns in just a second. Before I get to the clowns, though, I want to give you kind of a worldwide picture of what's going on. Because we hear through the, you know, I've always used the term cabal, which is this unholy alliance between the dominant media, the ruling elite, and the tech giants. And the cabal wants you to believe, and I do to a certain extent believe that China, the Chinese Communist Party, not necessarily China, but that the Chinese Communist Party is, to some degree, an existential threat to this country. Because China is making all these moves around the world to seize all of these rare earth minerals, to realign alliances. You know, they're trying to move, for example, the Saudis. Now, you may hate the Saudi government, and, you know, that's fine. I don't care about that. But nonetheless, no matter what you think about the Saudis, the Abraham Accords, which were negotiated by Jared Kushner during the Trump administration, really did realign Middle East politics. And it realigned Middle East politics in that it gave Israel some allies that it did not otherwise have. Saudi Arabia, Israel, Egypt, the United Arab Emirates, Kuwait, all of these Middle Eastern countries, suddenly Oman, they all suddenly realize that, you know what, our mortal enemy really may not be Israel. It may be the mullahs in Iran. The mullahs in Iran who are developing, you know, nuclear weapons may be our real danger. So that realigned Middle Eastern politics. Well, China steps in, and China is trying to realign Middle Eastern politics even more so by getting the Saudis and others to align with them in some sort of mutual aid agreement, mutual defense agreement. At the same time that China's making moves in the South China Sea, they're making moves on Taiwan, they're doing all these other things that are an existential threat to world peace. And that's the top line that you need to understand, but there's another level of this that you need to understand. And that is that China is also working, as much as they think that Putin made a mistake, they understand that the other giant communist party in the world, the Russians, need to align with China. But in Xi Jinping's trying to forge an alliance with Vladimir Putin, Xi Jinping is taking a great risk. And that risk is beginning to show in the fragile alliance between Prigozhin and the Wagner Group and all of these mercenaries that are fighting in Ukraine. The Ukraine war has been going on for, what, 15, 16 months now? And Putin's losses are extraordinary. They're extraordinary. So the frayed alliance between China and Russia is becoming even more frayed. Now, the one thing that you will not hear in the dominant media is that the economy in China sucks. Right now, it sucks. Now, you may think to yourself, and I don't disagree, that our economy sucks right now, too. But when you step back and take a grander view, when you take a 30,000-foot view of the world's economies, we're still on top. We are still 50 times greater than the Chinese economy. And while we have enormous debt problems and we have enormous monetary and fiscal problems, China's are even worse. So while China's trying to do all of these things, Xi Jinping, the current emperor for life in China, is facing his own internal threats. Now couple that with the internal threats that Vladimir Putin is facing. This is, and the sad part is, we're being led by a president that doesn't know what day it is. We're being led by a president that kowtows to China. We're being led by a president who's more scared of Vladimir Putin's nuclear weapons that he's moved to Belarus than he is of what the Chinese Communist Party might do in terms of drawing us into World War III by invading Taiwan and drawing Japan and South Korea and Australia into a world war on the Pacific front. So this move by Prigozhin in Ukraine and against Putin can realign everything and give us an opportunity once again to reassert Pax Americana and once again reassert the American century and reassert our vision of what world peace and world order ought to look like. Preserve the American dollar is the world's reserve currency. It will cause all of these alliances that are being built up around us to very quickly dissolve. And that's how important what's happening in Russia is important to your everyday life right now. Well, it's not going to solve inflation tomorrow. It's not going to take away Joe Biden's dementia tomorrow. It's not going to, you know, kick Kamala Harris out of a heartbeat away from the president. It's not going to do any of those things. But it will give the United States, Austria, you notice that Modi, the Prime Minister of India, was in the White House this week. Subtle little things that show that everybody understands that this one singular move by Vladimir Putin to invade Ukraine, regardless of what you think about the Ukrainian war, that's not the judgment here. The judgment is Vladimir Putin made his decision to invade Ukraine, and it has backfired big time. Big time. And that gives America a chance to reassert itself in world affairs. It doesn't mean we have to be the world's cop. It doesn't mean we have to invade every stupid little dumbass country around the world. But it means that once again, we can establish world order. And one of the things that we can establish is, you just don't go willy-nilly invading other countries, which is maybe a lesson we ought to learn, too. So let's talk about the clowns for a second. Earlier today, Prigozhin, remember, Prigozhin is the head of the Wagner Group. That's, you know, I keep, because I just want you to understand how ironic this is. Prigozhin started out as Vladimir Putin's personal chef. He is now head of one of the largest, if not the largest, paramilitary operation in the entire world. They operate in Syria. They operate in Africa. They operate in the Middle East. They operate all over the world. They operate in South America. They operate in Cuba. They operate not far from us whatsoever. Well, Prigozhin was filmed outside what appears to be a military building, berating all of the Russian generals as a bunch of clowns. And he declared that they would be allowed to continue prosecuting the war in Ukraine, but only until the top brass, including Sergei Shoigu, Putin's defense minister, come out and speak to him. Otherwise, he's threatening to march on Moscow. Why is that important? Those steps, those very few steps right there, is exactly how a revolution begins. Tanks, planes, battalions moving on the Kremlin. Vladimir Putin, in my opinion, he won't fight. He'll take his billions, he'll take his yacht, he'll take his plane, he'll seek refuge, he'll seek asylum in some, you know, crap hole African country somewhere, and he'll live out the rest of his days on his yacht in peace to be left alone, and there'll be complete regime change in Moscow. And the war in Ukraine could very quickly and very rapidly come to an end. That's how tense and how off-kilter everything is as we speak. Now, if you listen to this program tomorrow or later in the week or on a podcast, everything may change. But as of right now, as we're broadcasting live, this is where things stand. And things really do appear to be a lot tense, hundreds of kilometers further north in the town called Pavlovsk. That's where videos appeared to show fighting that involved helicopters. Wagner is said to have shot one of those army helicopters down. Other army units have let some units pass on a retreat back to Moscow. May or may not be a tactical mistake, but nonetheless he's letting them do that. And Wagner is now claiming to have shot these down, but official Russia media is not reporting on any of the events, either in Moscow, Rostov-on-Don, in Kiev, in Belarus, or anywhere else. And then to add to all the surreal nature of all of this, the TASS news agency put out pictures of the soldiers identifying the soldiers as Wagner fighters, as the insurrectionists. I got to make a smart-ass comment here. You think about the January 6th defendants as being insurrectionists. Yeah. How many helicopters did they have? How many RPGs did they have? How many Kalashnikovs did they have? Well, they didn't have any of those things. The January 6th were a bunch of goobers, a bunch of rioters. I shouldn't call them goobers because goobers are actually good people. They were a bunch of idiots is what they were, the people on January 6th. This is the real deal. Now, Ukrainian forces, let's think about the Ukrainians for a second. They've already launched their counteroffensive, which was launched earlier this month. They've been making slow progress, not very good progress, but they've been making little incursions here or there, then backing up, reevaluating, then moving once again. Well, Russia claimed that the Ukrainian troops were taking advantage of Prigozhin's provocation by concentrating for an attack near Bakhmut, the site of all that bloody fighting that involved the Wagner group. Ukrainian commanders say they have yet to commit the bulk of their forces and are still probing all these front lines for weaknesses. But it seems that they've already put enough pressure on Russia to sow chaos among the military commanders themselves. So the Ukrainians are being helped indirectly by Prigozhin. And the rivalry between Prigozhin and the military command, that's been apparent for months. I mean, they've been fighting among each other for months. There's a video of Prigozhin screaming at Shoigu that he's out of ammo, that he needs more ammo, and that they're failing to provide his troops with the ammo. And remember, these troops are mercenaries brought out of Russian prisons. That's who they're fighting. And that's just how absolutely crazy all of this has become. So where does this end up? Well, stay tuned. Let's put a wrap on this entire story, and then let's box it up. Let's hold it for a few days, and let's see what happens. Because you and I, right now, are witnessing an amazing, amazing moment in history. I'll be right back.
go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E. DinoVite.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DinoVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DinoVite.
What if your home's title, the document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? That's home title theft. Home titles are online, and once a criminal forges your signature, he'll take out loans against your home, or worse, sell it. Home Title Lock helps shut it down. They do better than anyone. Has some criminal taken over the title to your home? Find out for free and get 30 free days of protection with sign-up. Use promo code radio at HometitleLock.com. Promo code radio at HometitleLock.com.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at ShastaCollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at ShastaCollege.edu.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Starting March 12th, every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at ShastaCollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at ShastaCollege.edu.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. Text the word Michael to 33103. Be curious what you think about what's going on in Russia, Ukraine, and Belarus right now. And I was just perusing through the different websites to try to figure out what's going on. And apparently they are moving into Moscow right now. Now, when you think about other coups that have occurred in at least in recent memory, toppled governments in Thailand, one in Myanmar, all of those coups happened generally quickly. And what they generally involved were militaries that toppled civilian governments. And when those happened, like you see those happening all the time, it seems like in Latin America, they tend to be very fast and very decisive. Well, in Russia, it's a little more complicated than that. What appears to be unfolding in Russia right now is more like an armed rebellion. It hasn't evolved yet into a full-fledged coup. Although, if they truly are, I mean, if the tanks and the battalions are actually starting to march into Moscow, and if they meet little, if any, or no resistance at all on their march toward the Kremlin, then you'll be watching the unfolding of a coup. But right now, it to be as objective as possible, it really is like an armed rebellion. But this isn't a local mutiny either. It's somewhere in between. It's just this very volatile situation going on that could have long-term ramifications for the entire world order. And it gives, I can't resist inserting partisan politics here, but I have to do it. Let me do it this way. Let me ask you a question, and I want you to think thoughtfully about the answer. If what we have going on in Russia right now is, well, let's see, it's a coup, or let's just say it is an armed rebellion, somewhere on that spectrum, you know, like the autism spectrum. It's either just an armed rebellion or it's a full-fledged coup, or it's moving from one extreme to the other. If that's what's occurring, and that's now going to start breaking alliances between Russia and the Middle East, or between Russia and China, or that causes Xi Jinping in China to realize that the Chinese Communist Party does not have as strong a hold as it believes it has on the South China Sea, or that certainly takes away any incentive they have right now to invade Taiwan. Do you think that, in your wildest dream, that Joe Biden has the mental capacity to be the leader of the world right now? Do you honestly believe that the guy that, you know, he's standing up? So Modi, the Prime Minister of India, they're doing this, you know, the big ceremonial greetings they do. And they start playing the Indian national anthem. And Biden puts his hand on his heart, and he listens, and after a while you just see him kind of slowly drop his hand because it's like, oh crap, that's not the national, that's the Indian. Oh, let me see if I can move my hands on there. That's how nutty. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Sweeney. I founded the Acervo Project 6 years ago in response to the growing epidemic of human trafficking and child exploitation. This criminal enterprise has grown to over 40 million people a year being sold into slavery, engrossing over $100 billion in revenue generated. Classifying this as an epidemic is an understatement, and this is what we're doing. Our investigation teams and cyber analysts are tracking child predators every day to identify and locate them, sharing this information with law enforcement so they can make the arrest and prosecute and convict. We're making a difference, but we need your help. It's an overwhelming task, but what if your action today could help save more kids? The average age of a trafficked child is just 14 years old. Will you join the Acervo Project team? Donate $14 a month to protect the next at-risk 14-year-old. Visit theacervoproject.org to learn more and aid in Acervo's mission to protect kids. Educate them about sexual predators and support victim recovery. Pledge your $14 a month at theacervoproject.org. That's ASSERVO.org.
Anderson Explodes 2023 with fun, food, and fireworks on Monday, July 3rd from 5 until 11 p.m. at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center at 1890 Brick Street in Anderson. The Community for Anderson Explodes presents their 2023 concert featuring Northern California native Chad Bushnell.
Thank God I'm not the only one working on me.
Gates open at 5 p.m., the concert at 7, and fireworks starting at 10 p.m. sharp. Parking is $5, and entry into the event is absolutely free. No outside food, beverages, or animals allowed. Born and raised in Red Bluff, Chad Bushnell has opened for Dwight Yoakam, Neil McCoy, Mark Chestnut, Lee Bryce, Aaron Watson, and Scotty McCreary. Don't miss this special event brought to you by the Community for Anderson Explodes, Monday, July 3rd. Gates open at 5 p.m., the concert at 7, and the Anderson Explodes firework display starts at 10. Parking is $5, and entry into the event is absolutely free at the Shasta District Fairgrounds and Events Center at 1890 Bridge Street in Anderson.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Activists and politicians are marking the one-year anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court ruling that overturned Roe v. Wade at a rally at the Lincoln Memorial named the National Celebrate Life Day rally. Former Vice President Mike Pence, now a presidential candidate, says more has to be done against abortion.
My fellow Americans, I believe the destiny of our nation is inexorably tied to restoring the sanctity of life. Save the babies, and we will save America.
Rallies on both sides were scheduled for today in Washington and around the country. The owner of the Wagner private military contracting group has escalated a direct challenge to the Kremlin, calling for an armed rebellion aimed at ousting Russia's defense minister.
Prigozhin claims his forces have crossed into Russia from Ukraine and have reached Rostov, saying they face no resistance.
Это не военный переворот.
In one of many video and audio recordings posted on social media, Prigozhin says this is not a military coup, but a march of justice. This could hinder Moscow's war effort, as Ukrainian forces were probing Russian defenses in the initial stages of a counteroffensive. I'm Mike Hempen.
That is correspondent Mike Hempen reporting. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson spoke with the Salem Radio Network this week about corruption in federal law enforcement. He said it's hard for Congress to exercise oversight over the Justice Department because the Biden administration knows it is difficult for lawmakers to convince federal law enforcement officials to investigate their own agencies.
Very difficult. They stand above the law because they are the law. That's how they view themselves. So it's incredibly arrogant. I would say highly corrupt.
Senator Johnson said this week that he plans to launch an investigation of his own into that alleged corruption if Republicans manage to reclaim the Senate majority next year. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-626-5252. That's 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
The GOP-led House Ways and Means Committee this week released nearly 400 pages of transcripts from an interview with two IRS whistleblowers who testified federal agencies mishandled an investigation into Hunter Biden.
The whistleblowers told the House panel that federal agencies acted to impede an investigation into Hunter's tax affairs. Gary Shapley, one of the whistleblowers, told the committee in a May 26 deposition that he had evidence Hunter received preferential treatment from the Department of Justice, which slow-walked the investigation and did nothing to avoid obvious conflicts of interest. The DOJ refuted the whistleblowers' assertions. Hunter has also denied any wrongdoing. The House continues with its investigation into the various facets of the Biden family's business dealings, despite the recent plea deal between federal prosecutors and Hunter. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Jason Walker reports on a big battle over bacon.
The Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine is complaining about a Georgia college baseball team known as the Macon Bacon. A spokeswoman says the team's name amounts to a, quote, glorification of a meat that can increase the risk of cancer. But the team says the name is lighthearted and playful. By the way, the team's concession menu includes bacon-wrapped bacon, steak-cut bacon, and bacon-loaded cheese fries. Jason Walker reporting.
New York City officials are calling on the public for help now with a crackdown on unsafe e-bike shops after a spate of deadly fires caused by lithium-ion batteries, the latest of which killed four people in Chinatown on Tuesday. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are three chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Really glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. I mean, I really do. I don't say that because it's on the script right here. No, I'm serious about it. Here are the rules of engagement for the program. They're pretty easy. I think all you goobers can follow it. So first and foremost, if you want to talk to me, you text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103. Just text the word Michael to 33103. And I'm going to do this a few more times just to make sure that people don't misunderstand it, but On your smartphone or whatever you use for your messaging service, the phone number is 33103. So you type in 33103, and then you start your message with either the word Mike or Michael. Mike, if you're a graduate of public education, and Michael, if you have a degree, in like you got a law degree or something, you can use the word Michael. And then you text your message. So Mike or Michael in your message to this number, 33103. As I said before, I read text messages 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Regardless of when you're listening to the program, live, delayed, podcast, whatever it is, you can text me anytime. Just give me a little context. Just a little context about, you know, what the note is in reference to. And then second point is, if you want to follow me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you want to subscribe to the podcast, you want to find a local affiliate all around the country, what time the affiliate carries the program, you can simply doing that by a one-stop shop. Website is michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. I always chuckle about that because we had a little girl in Virginia come up with that name because iHeart has this convoluted URL naming system. And if you were to actually go on to the iHeart website and search for either The Weekend with Michael Brown or The Situation with Michael Brown, you get something like kheart.com or kheart.com//././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././././. PhD. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. Go there right now, MichaelSaysGoHere.com. One of the great things that I got to do as the Undersecretary of Homeland Security was travel around the world on numerous occasions with then-Secretary of State Colin Powell. Colin Powell was, despite the fact he and I had differences in terms of our politics, nonetheless, he was a primo Secretary of State. He looked the part. He acted the part. He had a commanding presence, a really commanding presence. Someday I'll tell you a story about a little private comment. You know, now that he's deceased, I can tell this story. I'll tell you a story about him sometime. But I remember one time we were in Bangkok, and we had been greeted, obviously, at Bangkok at the airport by a whole entourage. You know, the the Thai premier was there. Everybody was there. And, you know, it's always a big to-do. But one thing that he did, which I thought spoke volumes for the person that he was he saw a group, because he, you know, first and foremost, a military guy. He saw a bunch of soldiers over that were busy doing a bunch of logistical work. Let's just call it logistical work. And he caught them out of the out of his peripheral vision. And he broke the rope line. He broke the rope line. Now, that may seem like nothing big to you, but he's standing there with all of these heads of state. You know, we just walked down the Secretary of State's, you know, baby blue, you know, Air Force, United States of America plane. And we've walked down onto the tarmac and we're greeting everybody. And he sees these soldiers and he just breaks rank and walks over and starts talking to them. And he comes back and gets right back in line as if nothing had happened and just keeps on going. Well, the current Secretary of State, a little pipsqueak by the name of Antony Blinken, went to the People's Republic of China. Now, here's how you'd remember the Republic of China versus the People's Republic of China. The Republic of China is the heir to the original dynasties, to the original China, before it was taken over by the Chinese Communist Party. That's now known as Taiwan. And that's the Republic of China. The People's Republic. You know, in Colorado, if you live in Texas, you have Austin. If you live in California, you got Berkeley. If you live in Colorado, we got Boulder. And we often jokingly refer to as Boulder as the People's Republic of Boulder. Why? Because it's infested with a bunch of commies. Well, that's how you remember the difference between the Republic of China and the People's Republic of China, because the People's Republic is always anything but the People's Republic. It's controlled by the Chinese Communist Party. Well, anyway, Antony Blinken, our current Secretary of State, a little weasel if there ever was one, travels to the People's Republic of China over this past weekend, fulfilling, no other way to describe it, but fulfilling a what I would describe as a much-anticipated trip that was originally planned back in February. Now, what happened? Did he have trip cancellation insurance? Did he, did the dog get sick? Did he lose his ticket? Did the planes out of Andrews Air Force Base run out of Jet A? I mean, what happened? What happened in February that would cause the Secretary of State to cancel a trip to the People's Republic of China? Oh, yeah. There was this balloon. There was a balloon that took off from somewhere on the eastern seaboard of the People's Republic of China, and floated up across the Aleutian Islands. We could have shot it down then. Went through the Gulf of Alaska. Could have shot it down then. Went over. I mean, nobody cares about Canada, so we could have shot it down over Canada any time. Vancouver sucks to be you, but we could have shot it over Vancouver. And then it crossed over into Big Sky country, Montana. Now, if you've never been to Montana, Montana is called Big Sky country because, well, it's big honking sky. It's eastern Montana is like the Great Plains. It's just vast and open. Could have shot it down there, too. But we didn't do it. No. Now, Presidente claims that, oh, yeah, once that balloon got over, you know, some safe territory, oh, the Atlantic Ocean. Yeah, when it finally got off the coast of the Carolinas and Georgia or somewhere, maybe hit Bermuda or somewhere, then we decided to blow it out of the sky. Wow. Talk about a bunch of weak-kneed sisters. That's what this country's turned into. And that's why Antony Blinken canceled his February trip to the People's Republic of China. Because, well, we just shot down their balloon. They might be pissed off at us. Really? How about we should be pissed off at them for having sent a balloon across our country? And then how about you and I should be pissed off because our weak-kneed sisters in the government didn't do a damn thing about it until they got over the Atlantic. And then Biden was like, oh, yeah, man, I blew that mother out of the sky. I'm one tough son of a bitch, aren't I? Yeah, look, is it time for pudding? Is it jello time? Good. We are run by clowns, absolutely run by clowns. So we postponed I don't know how to describe this, but when the Secretary of State travels to a foreign country. That's what Joe Biden would refer to when he's talking to Barack Obama as a BFD. Now it's a BFD. And we cancel it instead of, you know what we should have done? Now, this is why I will never be a Secretary of State. The balloon is flying over our country. That's exactly when I would have gotten on the plane, and that's when I would have flown to Beijing, and I would have said, hey, listen, I'm not quite sure where it is right now, but I can find it for you on the radar if you want us to. Take that. Ooh, I almost slipped. Take that mother down right now. Take it down right now. I'm here to tell you to take it down. Now, it may have caused a worldwide incident, but what do we look like? We look like a bunch of wusses. So we decide to appease China. Now, if you're a student of history, you understand that appeasement never works. When Neville Chamberlain met Adolf Hitler and came back and told, I can't believe he did this, he came back and told the Brits, you know this Adolf guy, he's got a funny mustache, he's kind of a funny talking guy, keeps sticking his hand up in the air, everybody keeps yelling Heil Hitler, but he seems like a reasonable guy. Seems like somebody we can probably get along with, somebody we can make a deal with. That's appeasement. That's the same kind of crap that you see when you see a bedeviled, disheveled mother that's got two or three kids in tow at the local grocery store, and the kids are screaming for ice cream, and they're pulling stuff off, and she's promising everything in the world, if you'll just behave, for just give me long enough to get the pork and beans and get out of the store, if you'll just shut up and be nice, I'll go get you ice cream. That's appeasement. And what do when you appease somebody? You teach them. You teach them that, oh, you're the fool. I'll keep screaming. I'll still get the ice cream. Neville Chamberlain basically told the Brits, hey, we can deal with this guy. And what did Hitler do? Blitzkrieged London. Destroyed London. Well, that's what we're doing in terms of China. Now, the tensions between the United States and China come in a lot of different forms. Shooting down the spy balloon, fighting over a potential U.S. TikTok ban, which I still don't understand. This is a parenthesis. Let me make a footnote here real quick. No, actually, let me take a break. Let me come back. And let me tell you just very quickly a parenthetical about TikTok. Because TikTok is creating tensions between the United States and China, and I don't get it. That's coming up next. Text the word Michael to 331-03. Go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. TikTok and Chinese tensions next.
If you're with Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, you're paying too much for your wireless service. Because Pure Talk gives you the exact same 5G coverage as one of those big carriers on the exact same network, but saves the average family over $800 a year. And Pure Talk doesn't lock you into an overpriced unlimited data contract. Why pay for data you don't need? Instead, get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. And switching is so easy. You can keep your phone and keep your number, or get huge discounts on the latest iPhones and Androids. So what are you waiting for? Start saving today. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say switch now, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. That's #250, say switch now. You'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dial text message from Pure Talk. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our communities when minutes matter.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlotte's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlotte's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlotte's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlotte's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlotte's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlotte's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlotte's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlotte's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlotte's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlotte's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy-to-fill-out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
Glad to have you back on the Weekend with Michael Brown. Appreciate you tuning in. Text the word Michael to 33103. Go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com, for everything you need about the program. Everything you need right there, michaelsaysgohere.com. So we're talking about Antony Blinken, one of the weakest Secretary of State I think this country has ever had. But then he's a reflection of the administration in general, in my opinion. You know, there truly is something to be said about culture of any organization, a radio company, a television, you know, station, a widget manufacturer, Bud Light. I mean, you pick any number of companies, small businesses, large businesses, whatever it is. Culture really is established by the leadership, by management, and that culture diffuses down into the lowliest of the lowest of the paid of the workers in any organization. They see how management acts, and they respond accordingly. And the same is true in the government, just as it is anywhere else. So we have all these tensions. You have the spy balloon. Then you had this TikTok ban. Now, I just wanted to make a quick note about the TikTok ban. I'm not on TikTok for one primary reason. I give up too much of my privacy already. And look, here's you're listening to a guy whose, you know, fingerprints, his biometrics are already in the hands of the Central Intelligence Agency, the Defense Intelligence Agency, the NSA has all of my stuff. I mean, because of all my clearances, they have all of my stuff. So I've already given up more privacy than I want to give up anyway. But even more importantly, why would I then give up even additional privacy, what little privacy I might have left? Why would I give that up to the Chinese Communist Party? And I don't care what you think about ByteDance. ByteDance is indeed, like any other Chinese company, is controlled by the Chinese Communist Party. That's just a fact of life. And then I have the whole problem with states. Now if the government wants to ban the use of TikTok on a government-owned phone, I don't have a problem with that. That's a government-owned phone, and they can do that. Nor would I have a problem, for example, if iHeartMedia or Premier Radio Networks wanted to ban my use of TikTok on, I don't have a Premier or iHeart owned radio or a telephone. But if I did and they wanted to ban that, I think the company has a right to do so. But for an individual that doesn't have any of those kinds of restrictions, I don't understand why you'd want to do it. But I also have a problem that if other entities wanted to do it, what about the First Amendment implications? Do I not have a First Amendment right, regardless of giving up privacy to use TikTok? But nonetheless, TikTok has caused tensions between the United States and Chinese Communist Party. But then something that gets glossed over a lot is the Chinese military aggression that's going on in the South China Sea. And, of course, China beefing up a spy base in Cuba. And then on top of that, you know, these things always work in increments. Everything is always incremental. You get your foot in the door, you take another baby little step. If somebody, you know, steps on your toe, you pull your toe back a little bit, you wait till, you know, everything's clear, then you stick your toe right back in. So when we first learned about this Chinese spy base in Havana, the Biden administration's response was, oh, that's been there for a long time. That was there back during the Trump administration. Well, Trump didn't tell us about it. Trump administration didn't tell us about it. The cabal didn't tell us about it. And now that you've been outed on it, you're saying, oh, but it's always been there. Okay, well, it's always been there. Let's just accept that for fact. Now we learn that they're actually considering putting troops, Chinese troops, in Cuba. 88 miles, 98 miles, whatever it is, from Monroe County, Key West, to Havana. You know, we almost went to nuclear war between Kennedy and Khrushchev over troops and missiles in Cuba. And what are we doing now? Oh, well, thinking about putting troops in Cuba. Oh, really? What's for dinner tonight? No, I don't know. What do you want? I don't know. I don't care. You decide. We don't. We have no sense whatsoever of the threats that are moving all around us all the time. Now, the aggression has, for the most part, been on the part of China. Though I'd also point out that the United States is building spy bases on reefs in the South China Sea, just like China is. And I'm not going to sit here and say that what we're doing is right and what China's doing is wrong, but nonetheless, we're both doing it, and that's increasing tensions. Now, the People's Republic of China, their aggression, they have a specific purpose: to test this commander-in-chief's resolve. And every act has been a test that Joe Biden has failed. He has failed every single test. Now, you can argue, and I'm willing to take on the argument, but Michael, if you say that we're building spy bases in the South China Sea, what's the difference between us and them? We're not the aggressors. We're doing it solely for defensive purposes. China is doing it solely for offensive purposes. China wants to eventually take over Japan, South Korea, Taiwan, all the Pacific Islands, Australia, New Zealand. They want to control the entire Pacific Rim. But we don't. So Blinken runs off to China. And those meetings were actually an embarrassment. Let me explain why they were an embarrassment coming up next. Text the word Michael to 33103. Why Blinken is an embarrassment to the United States. Coming up next.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Joe Sweeney. I founded the Acervo Project 6 years ago in response to the growing epidemic of human trafficking and child exploitation. This criminal enterprise has grown to over 40 million people a year being sold into slavery, engrossing over $100 billion in revenue generated. Classifying this as an epidemic is an understatement, and this is what we're doing. Our investigation teams and cyber analysts are tracking child predators every day to identify and locate them, sharing this information with law enforcement so they can make the arrest and prosecute and convict. We're making a difference, but we need your help. It's an overwhelming task, but what if your action today could help save more kids? The average age of a trafficked child is just 14 years old. Will you join the Acervo Project team? Donate $14 a month to protect the next at-risk 14-year-old. Visit theacervoproject.org to learn more and aid in Acervo's mission to protect kids. Educate them about sexual predators and support victim recovery. Pledge your $14 a month at theacervoproject.org. That's ASSERVO.org.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair, still the best price in town, working hard on your dents, dings, and complete paint jobs if your car is peeling or faded. Call for your free written estimate today. They've worked on thousands of vehicles over the years here in Reading, and they accept all insurance companies. Call 530-226-0992.
We'll do it right, and we'll do it fast. Let us get you back on the road again.
Crossroads, we're here to get you back out on the road.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I'm sorry. I was just reading a story that it was kind of a yee-haw kind of story. I couldn't resist. We're talking about China, South China Sea, all these tensions between the United States and China, and Antony Blinken postpones a trip in February because a Chinese spy balloon is flying overhead, as opposed to, in my opinion, going straight to Beijing and saying, what the F's going on here? What are you doing? You know, you don't appease Xi Jinping by folding up your suitcase and going back home and saying, well, my flight's been delayed. No. You get on the plane, you go over, and you have a diplomatic confrontation. It doesn't have to be nasty. It simply has to be firm. It has to be sincere. It has to be, we have real concerns about this. You know, this happens all the time in the diplomatic world. Ambassadors get called all the time to go, you know, you summon the Russian ambassador, you summon the Chinese ambassador, and they go to the State Department, and they get their butts chewed out for doing something. It's kind of the equivalent of getting called to the principal's office. This is normal routine stuff. But this is not what we do anymore, and I think this is a microcosm what's wrong with the country. We're scared to death to stand up for ourselves. You know, another footnote here real quickly. So everybody seems to be scared to death that Vladimir Putin is going to, you know, use tactical nukes in Ukraine. Vladimir Putin may or may not do that. But there's a world of a difference between the use of a tactical nuke, which I'm not trying to downplay. That's very serious stuff. But if Vladimir Putin is backed into a corner right now by the Wagner Group, if he's facing an internal rebellion, if not an outright coup, he's probably not going to use tactical weapons right now, because that would be the death knell for him. But this fear that Biden has of everything that goes boo-boo in the night is really starting to grate on my nerves a lot. So let's think about Biden for a second, because This may seem like an esoteric subject to you, but let me go back to Pax Americana. Let's go back to the post-World War II era. Now, not everything that we did post-World War II necessarily worked out to the best. The way we divided up the Middle East, for example, utterly failed to take into consideration all the different sects of Islam or, you know, of any other religious sect that might exist somewhere in the Middle East. We just arbitrarily drew lines, straight lines, almost like if you're familiar with section line roads throughout the flyover country in the United States, just square mile by square mile. We just drew a straight line, right angles. This became Iran. This became Iraq. This became whatever. We just didn't pay much attention at all to different religious sects and the hegemony of different groups in different parts of geographic regions. So I think that was a mistake. But then the Marshall Plan and what we did in terms of Japan, rebuilding Europe, we did wonderful things, including the creation of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization and the establishment of the dollar as the world's reserve currency, and establishing the American economy as the dominant economy in the world, which gave us all of the absolute prosperity that whether you think... Now, look, I understand that right now, you may be looking at your checkbook, your savings account, or your 401k, if you still have a 401k, or you're looking at anything and you're wondering, how can you say that the economy is prosperous right now? I'm not saying that at this very moment that it might be prosperous for you. But if you stop, if you just stop for a moment and realize how much better off even the poorest of the poor are in this country compared to some of the asshole countries around the world, you'll understand that the American dream has been a dream of absolute prosperity. Unequal? Of course it's been unequal. You're not going to have anything that's going to be equal unless you believe in some socialist utopia somewhere. It's just not going to be equal. But nonetheless, it has been, writ large, a prosperous economy for the greatest number of people that would not have been possible but for what we did post-World War II. And we're about to throw all of that away, is my point. Now, things changed since I got up this morning because we now have what could be a coup in Russia, although we don't know for sure yet. And if we have a coup in Russia, that's going to affect what's going on in China, which leads me back to Biden. First, Biden, who has indeed publicly talked about the Chinese spy balloon as being a spy balloon, well, gee, master of the obvious there, Mr. President, and whose own officials have even said it was a spy balloon with remote control capabilities, backtracked all the way to China, started backtracking. Didn't take it down. I just want you to imagine, instead of a balloon, what if it had been a Russian MiG violating U.S. airspace? You know, on 9/11, the President of the United States of America gave the order to Vice President Cheney, because we still had two planes in the air that we didn't know where they were. We had Flight 93, and I think we had still had American 11. I may be wrong, or maybe it was the United flight. But we had two flights still in the air. We didn't know where they were, and we didn't know where they were headed. We kind of generally knew that both were kind of headed in the direction of D.C. So the order was given to shoot down any civilian plane that failed to respond. Now, I know that in the context of 9/11, we were under attack and we were undergoing the worst terrorist attack on American soil ever. But if that had been back in February, rather than a Chinese spy balloon, it had been a Russian MiG, or it had been a Chinese jet fighter, or any other foreign country, don't you think we would have intercepted it? Don't you think we would have shot it down? Instead of letting it fly over, hover over military installations, fly over some of our most sensitive areas, and then shoot it down once it gets out over the Atlantic? Oh, let's wait till it gets all the way over the Atlantic, and then we'll shoot it down. Well, why don't we shoot it down sooner? Well, the president's taking a nap right now. He's called a lid. He's not going to get up until about 4:30 in the afternoon when it's time for Jell-O again, and then we'll talk to him about shooting it down. We'll get him down in the White House Situation Room. We'll give him a little ice cream. He can have some chocolate chip or whatever it is he likes. I mean, he can make the decision then. That's just utter, that is the epitome of weakness. You may not recall, but at his first campaign rally for his 2024 presidential run, you're like, he held a rally? When was that rally? Biden took a question about Blinken's visit. Here's what he said. China has some legitimate difficulties unrelated to the United States. And I think one of the things that that balloon caused was not so much that it got shot down, but I don't think the leadership knew where it was and knew what was in it and knew what was going on. I think it was more embarrassing than it was intentional. I think my 4-year-old granddaughter could have written a more lucid response than what that was. Let's dissect it a little bit. China has some legitimate difficulties. Yeah? So what? We do too. So does every country that's ever existed on the face of the earth. He says, I think one of the things that that balloon caused was not so much that it got shot down, but I don't think the leadership knew where it was and knew what was in it. My response to that is, it doesn't make any difference. That's basically saying that let's apply it to Joe Biden. Let's say that we have, a U-2 spy plane that gets shot down over Russia. Or in this case, let's just make a parallel. We have a U-2 spy plane or any other spy plane. I don't care what it is. Flying over Chinese or over communist China. Do you think that Joe Biden, I mean, serious question. Do you think Joe Biden really knows that there's a spy plane flying over China, maybe right at this very moment? Probably not. That's irrelevant. It doesn't make any difference whether he knows about it at the moment that it's occurring or not. That's why you have, or we have, an entire Pentagon, an entire operations center. That's why we have everything that we need so that the president can be informed that, oh, by the way, we just caught with our pants down, we just got caught with our zipper unzipped, and we got a Chinese, we have an American spy plane over China. Oh, really? Are we spying? Yes, sir, we really are. Okay, let's get Beijing on the phone, and let's apologize. And if they're going to shoot it down, well, they're going to shoot it down. Let's ask them not to shoot it down, but let's at least have some conversation with them about it. He couldn't even do that. China knows every move that their citizens make. But you're going to tell me they had no idea where a spy balloon was? Or you're going to try to convince me that even though they know every move that every citizen in that country makes, they don't know why it was moving in figure eight circles over American military bases? Or that they even knew, or that they did not know, that American media was tracking it across the entire continent? Yeah, don't feed me that crap, because I know otherwise. They knew precisely what they were doing. Now, for his part, Antony Blinken, he deserved to take a verbal lashing from China's top diplomat. Wang Yi made it clear, the Chinese foreign minister, that all the tensions between the two countries were America's doing, and it was the United States that had to make the choice between dialogue and confrontation or between cooperation and conflict. Now, presumably, that remark was an allusion to the U.S. ambiguous stance on Taiwan, which we keep saying it's this ambiguity that we don't really recognize it, although we'll come to its defense. We should recognize Taiwan. The People's Republic of China, the Chinese Communist Party, has no legitimate, no linear, no descendant, no relationship whatsoever to Taiwan. If you understand the history of Taiwan, it's where Chiang Kai-shek and all of the people that were escaping the Chinese Communist Party taking over China, it's where they escaped to and reestablished that government on the island of Taiwan. It is the legit. You see, we have this completely backwards. The occupiers of the country we call China is the Chinese Communist Party. The people that occupy the island of Taiwan are the legitimate heirs of the government that was overthrown by the Chinese Communist Party on the mainland of China. So we shouldn't be ambiguous. We should be very clear. China is the legitimate heir to mainland China, and we have, through Japan, South Korea, and Australia, we have legitimate legal treaties bound to come to Taiwan's defense. Take it or leave it, Chinese Communist Party. We understand that you lay claim to it. We don't recognize your claim. We don't think it's legitimate. We don't care what Richard Nixon said. You don't have any claim to it. That's anything but appeasement. With our flip-flopping on Taiwan, our flip-flopping on the balloon, our flip-flopping on just about everything regarding China is leading to something that is probably more dangerous than what I started this program out with, and that's a potential coup in Russia. Man, what a day to be talking politics. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. Go to the website michaelsaysgohere.com. Perhaps, what's the prospect of what could happen if all of these things start falling into place over the next 24 to 48 hours? That's next. Don't go away.
You've heard me discuss how my everyday aches and pains were affecting my daily life before I started taking Relief Factor. You've also heard me talk to you about how my friends and family have found relief from their aches and pains with Relief Factor. Well, let me tell you about Gary from California. Gary says, "I cannot thank you enough. I am 62 years old and have just started taking Relief Factor. I've never felt better. and will recommend Relief Factor to all my baby boomer friends. Well, thanks for writing, Gary. 3 weeks from now, you could be doing the things you enjoy doing. Your first step to living the life you love, free from aches and pains, could just be to order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. After trying Relief Factor, over 500,000 people have gone on to order more. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Live your best life and feel the difference with Relief Factor.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hey, welcome back to Meeting with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Michael to 33103. That's how you text the program anytime, night or day. Go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com, to follow me on social media, to subscribe to the podcast, download the podcast, whatever you need to do, find an affiliate, all at that website, michaelsaysgohere.com. Go hit it right now. I think this more supplicating stance that we're taking toward Beijing stems from what I think is panic over the idea of a war with China. And I think the idea of a war with China is way overblown. There are certain really kind of esoteric podcasts that I listen to, not religiously, but I look for certain topics on these podcasts that have to do with different countries' economy. Different countries' kind of culture and social values. And one of the ones I've been paying a lot of attention to lately is because it's not reported in the mainstream media or in the cabal, is that the Chinese Communist Party in China itself is really in horrible, I mean, absolutely horrible economic shape right now. Xi Jinping has become even more isolated than he was when he, you know, ascended to the throne as the, for a third unprecedented life term as the emperor of China, as the president of the Chinese Communist Party. And I think it's way overblown. And so I think that you couple this overblown fear of a war with China, coupled with a president that, in my personal belief, he's compromised by China. Because his son, Hunter Biden, took way too much money. We're talking about $15 million or so that he took from Chinese Communist Party-operated companies. Now, any athlete, if I were to tell you that athlete A, I don't care, just pick somebody's name. It makes no difference to me. He makes $50 million a year as an athlete. You're going to tell me that he doesn't buy his mama a Cadillac like Elvis did? You're going to tell me he's not going to pay his parents' mortgage off? You're going to tell me that he didn't buy his mom a new house? You're going to tell me that he doesn't buy his little brother, you know, all the sneakers or whatever it is, or whatever it might be, a new car, whatever. You're going to tell me that doesn't happen? Because that's how the real world works. If I'm making $50 million a year, I'm going to make sure that my mom at 92 years old has all of the amenities that she needs to live as comfortable of a life as she can. I can certainly afford it. If Hunter Biden's making $15 million a year off a Chinese Communist Party, I guarantee you, in fact, we have the evidence that says that he was frustrated because he had to keep paying a part of everything that he made to the big guy, his dad. So I think that you have this irrational fear, to some degree an irrational fear, of a war with China. War can break out anytime, anyway. But an irrational fear of war with China, coupled with this compromised position that the president finds him in, because, well, that's the spigot. That's the money. So whatever the reason, all this bootlicking and groveling at the feet of China is not going to produce progress on any foreign relations front whatsoever, at least any that's desirable for us or for our allies. And this posture of cowardice, this posture of appeasement that I mentioned at the very beginning of this hour, is going to further deplete our interests both economically and politically, and probably would not prevent war. Appeasement simply never prevents war. History has proven that to be true. Appeasement always fails. That's why I think this upcoming election, if it really is, oh my God, if Biden really is the nominee, which everything points to that he may be, but still a long ways off. Good grief. I just find it unbelievable that might happen. Hey, it's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. I'll be right back.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
The word is out. People are abandoning their overpriced wireless carriers and flocking to PureTalk for the same 5G coverage, but at a fraction of the price. In fact, the average family saves over $800 a year when switching from Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. And switching is so easy. You can keep your phone, keep your number, or get huge discounts on the latest iPhones and Androids. Right now, you can get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. Or if you still want unlimited data, you can get that and still save a fortune. So make the switch and get the same coverage as the big guys, but at half the price. Get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say, switch now. And you'll save 50% off your first month. That's #250 and say, switch now. You'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dial text message from PureTalk.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M. Brew.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.